the Husey and Ed catch up.
Welcome to the show, everybody. The day that we call.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah. And can I say, my children are coming at me with coincidences, but they're not passing the test. You know, I'm.
Can they go live? Can they go live with one today? I'd love to hear a huge child coincidence.
We'll get one of them live. That's a good idea, man. I like how you're thinking.
Thank you so much. I don't have one today, so they can step in for me. I have one, but it was so poor, actually, that I said no.
Good. Now, what time are we doing that?
Right now.
No.
At the end of this hour.
At the end of this hour. Yeah. All right. So yeah,
I'm just trying to help you, because what we're about to do, you're going to get in big trouble for. I'm trying to help you here.
What am I going to get in big trouble for? Is this what?
It's about being on the wrong or right side of history, man.
Oh, no.
You're about to come down on the wrong side of history, man.
No, you know what? There's many sides to every story. For instance, Israel Folau didn't take a knee at his recent rugby league game. Yeah.
And?
Absolutely. You know what he said? What Israel said when questioned about it, about not taking a knee for BLM?
Please.
He said, I only kneel.
I forgot.
For my God.
Yeah, for my God, yes.
Not just God, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's God. I mean, I imagine is his God everyone's God? I don't know.
Everyone's God? Oh, you're in a lot of trouble today. You're in a lot of trouble today.
Well,
okay.
Anyway, that's what he did. So
yeah, personal stance guy. Look, and the irony is that the reason he's standing in that very spot is because of another personal stance that he took.
He's a stand-up guy. But I'm not on anyone's side there. I'm not weighing into standing up.
Go back and say he's a standing up guy. That'll be better for us.
All right. So
okay,
he's a standing up guy. Now when we come back, I don't know what you've got planned.
Wait a second. Unless he's in The Masked Singer, one of them says I'm a stand up guy.
Ooh.
Is it Big Izzy?
Could it be Izzy? Could it be the Iz Man?
Someone
Iz
banging out Kumbaya.
No, I don't. Well, they do like to sing, don't they? But everyone likes to sing. There's nothing wrong with singing. Get me out of here. What are we doing when we come back?
Well, when we come back, you're in even more. It's out of the frying pan and into the fryer, into the fire, because you, my friend, are defending Hollywood's worst person.
Don't go anywhere.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey's made a very controversial stance.
Ooh, I don't think it's controversial. I'm just sticking up for a mate.
Oh, a mate now.
Yeah, I think we're...
A mate.
We're talking about Ellen DeGeneres here. What you said before we had that great song is that I was standing up for Hollywood's worst person, which I'd think would be Harvey Weinstein, mate. So, get your ducks in a row. You know what I mean? Let's get some perspective on what Ellen DeGeneres has done wrong. Certainly not in the Harvey category, is she?
Well, do you want to say anything about Harvey?
Well, I think he's where he should be. He's just in jail, isn't he?
Probably for the best. All right.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. Yep.
No, I'm just saying for the best for you to not... still be on Team Harvey.
No, I agree. I'm not Team Harvey.
No,
mate.
One's Team Harvey here. Why are we talking about Team Harvey? Because you're the one who's equated Harvey to Ellen.
No,
because
I
all yes, you have. You just did.
No,
I didn't
you
do
said
that.
That she's the worst person in Hollywood. And
at the moment, she is. At the moment, she's Hollywood's worst person.
Is his jail in Hollywood? I don't know where he's.
No, it's in New York, I believe. It's in Hollywood. I believe. And in New York, I believe.
You don't know where his jail is, mate.
Well, so I haven't visited him. I'm not sending him care packages. Stop making this about Harvey. This is about your defense, public defense of Ellen and her toxic workplace claims. There's an investigation. Brad Garrett's fired. I'm on board because...
I don't even know who Brad Garrett is, mate. He put his hand up just to get some relevance. Brad Garrett's a really tall guy from a 90s sitcom, man. So, Everyone Loves Raymond... finished up. Nothing.
A lot.
What? Name one thing Brad Garrett, the tall guy, tall brother in Everyone Loves Raymond, has done since 1998.
I'm sure he's got a podcast. Let's have a quick look, shall we? Let's get to your defense. What did you do yesterday for your best friend Ellen?
I put an Instagram post up saying hashtag I stand with Ellen. And I got a lot of comments, some of them positive. So
what were some of the other ones?
Oh, look, someone said, Ellen is nasty. She treated Jessica Curzon so badly. Now, I don't even know who Jessica Curzon is. I'm sure they're a great talent, but I just don't know who they are. Is that wrong? Do you know who Jessica Curzon is?
Of course I know who Jessica Curzon is.
Who is she?
Let's move on. So, so you stand by Ellen? Is that why you recorded this track?
Hughie stands by Ellen. Hughie stands by Ellen. He doesn't care who she's bullied. He stands by Ellen.
All right, that's available now.
So when I'm not talking, I don't sing like that. I don't refer to myself in the third person. So,
yeah, but you want them to know who it is. Oh, you do. So you endorse that song.
I do. Yeah, no, I care who she's bullied, but I don't think she's bullied as bad as what the people are saying she's bullied. How about, would you know what? Can someone who has let this talent out to the world be a bad person? Have a listen to this.
I like sicker than a guy with a fig in his eye. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell that I am Nicki Minaj. I'm a Medusa. Cat Goose. But you got my heart beating running away. Beating like a drum that is pumping away. Did you hear that boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, That's an English girl.
They're English. How old is that child?
Ooh, I reckon about six there. What's her name?
Sophia Grace and Rosie.
Sophia Grace and her dancing sister.
Is it two of them?
Rosie. Is it a sister who dances?
No,
or anyway, a friend. Do you remember that? That was a great moment.
No, and neither do you.
No, I do remember that. I remember that.
Love you for life. Love you for life. That's what Kevin Hart said. So it's you and Kevin Hart. So here we go. Here's the I Stand With Ellen crowd. Hughie, Kevin Hart, and Katy Perry.
What great company. Honestly.
Really? Should we go back?
You're turning on Katy Perry after you sucked up to her when we interviewed her. Yeah, and you danced in front of her like a dancing seal. Oh, I don't know. What dances?
Like a dancing seal.
You remember you did the cha-cha in front of her.
What about Kevin Hart? Do you stand with? Say you stand with Kevin.
Ah, well, I mean, it's
and all of his
Kevin.
Tweets.
He's 3 foot tall. So, no, there's no problem there. I'm not the tallest guy in the world.
Sit with Kevin.
No,
I sit with Kevin.
Kevin Hart has amused my family through his Jumanji movies. So you know,
he's not listening, man.
Kevin Hart is an A. Isn't it? When you interview him, he doesn't listen.
That's so
he plays
true.
Online
he's
poker on his
he's playing poker on his phone.
Hughie and Ed.
You know what, Ed? Just when you thought 2020 couldn't get worse, the story hits the internet, which has rocked me to my very core.
Yeah. Go on. Go on. I know this hurts you as a proud Australian and as a proud a tennis player and tennis lover. As soon as I saw this, I was waiting, and there it was, the text from you. Oh, no, we have to talk about this.
I thought these two had an unbreakable bond,
yes.
Like Bogut and Bacall or
what?
Starsky and Hutch.
What's Bogut and Bacall?
Lauren Bogut and Humphrey Bogut.
Humphrey Bogut and Lauren Bacall.
Do you know that song? Just like Bogut and Bacall. Get that song, Jack.
Oh,
just
we're
like
not going to have that.
How are we going to know? Even if we
what decade did that come out?
What Shazam are we going to need for that?
Just like Bogut and Bacall. Forget it, mate.
No,
get
we won't.
I'll try. I'll do
someone.
Best,
Jesus. Just if anyone like knows Bogut it, 13, 10, 60.
It. Don't you do that. People know it.
Just like Bogey and Bacall.
Bogut and Bacall. Key Largo.
What a surprise.
Sailing away to Key Largo.
It's Bertie Higgins, I believe, Key Largo. And here are the exact words. We had it all just like Bogey and Bacall.
It was Bogey. Right, yes. It was. All right. Anyway, so
1982. Come on, man.
I think we can Google it and put that up there before the end of this break. I want to hear a bit of that
right,
song before the end of this break. So, Mark Wood. Bridge? No, Mark Woodford.
Jesus.
Mate, they're so intertwined, I get their names mixed up.
I know, like Bogey and Bacall.
Todd Woodford. No, Todd Woodbridge and Mark Woodford.
Yes.
The Woodies, mate. It's the Woodies.
I know that.
They won 11 Grand Slam titles together playing doubles.
Quickly. I didn't know that the Mark Woodford, the gingerhead one, I didn't know that he started out with John McEnroe as his doubles partner. They won a Grand Slam together, but then McEnroe said, "Now I'm playing singles. You need to find a new partner." And he told John McEnroe was the one that said that he needs to be Australian so that you can play in national events together like Davis Cup and the Olympics. And that's when he went out and found Todd.
Well, that is an incredible story, which I did not know. That is great fact. Anyway, so Mark Woodford now lives in America, and he was on a podcast recently, and he had this to say about his relationship with the other Woody.
I wish Todd and I were in a better place. We haven't spoken for some time. I hope someday that we, you know, can be on better terms than where we are now.
So, I mean, he sounds like he is blaming Todd for the rift.
Yes.
But when you dig down into what caused the rift between these two legends of Australian doubles tennis, it's Woodbridge's decision to play with Sweden's Jonas Björkman on the Legends Tour. Instead of playing with Mark Woodford.
Because unlike you, I read the whole story. So when Mark Woodford retired, the other Woody was still younger and he wanted to keep playing. So he moved to Björkman in a Swedish-Australian alliance. And now on the Legends Tour, he's chosen to keep that partnership going rather than with the Woodies. And it's insanity. No one's going to see a Legends match to go, Woody guy and Björkman.
Yeah. We don't know the background. It's possible that Todd wanted to continue where Mark has gone, "No, I've had enough." And Todd goes, "No, I've got more bills to pay, mate. I've got mouths to feed.
Yes,
you keep playing, you gingerhead lefty. You keep playing until we're both ready to retire." And then when he said, "No, I'm out of here. I want to hang out in LA and do whatever I do." And then Woodbridge had to go with Björkman, and they formed a bond, an unbreakable bond. So I'm team Todd Woodbridge here.
I'm just thinking now. Someone who is in my position, sort of radio team wise, I should probably be team. I am also whichever team you tell me is the correct one, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. And now to take us out from 1982.
I haven't listened to this, so
please welcome Sonny Limbo, Bertie Higgins with Key Largo.
Right. Here we go.
Is this it? Just like Bobby
in the car. Of course it is. Keep going. Crank it up. Staying in our room, lately
it shows. Hey, people are just tuning in right now.
Keep up. Stay away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid. Yeah. Listen to all the things we do. God, that's the good time.
Now, is that a coincidence? Does Mark Woodford live in Florida where Key Largo is? Because that
Let's
would
go
be
with it.
No, shut up. Let me have a look.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
It's Husey and Ed hanging out with you this afternoon. It's time for one of our favourites.
It's the super freaky fact.
Sharp.
Oh, there you go. How you going today, Amber?
Good.
Hey. Yeah.
Good. How old are you?
9.
Yes. It's a great age. Remember when I was 9 back in the long time ago, Amber? Anyway, not to worry.
Not interested in you because she's ready for facts and so am I. Okay, Amber. Oh, we are excited about your freaky facts.
Can you give us fact number 1?
A blue whale's fart bubble is large enough to hold a horse.
Super freaky fact!
That's the best fact I've ever heard.
I didn't know that they passed water wind.
That's unbelievable.
Was that a whale?
I'm shocked. Everyone likes passing wind in the bath.
Oh.
So the bubbles
recorded.
Are great.
Yep.
Now, but to think you could get a horse inside the fart bubble of a blue whale.
Do we know which horse?
A big horse?
Empire Rose? Big horse, Empire Rose.
Well, I mean, he probably doesn't know which horse. But we're talking an adult horse, do we think, Amber? Not like a Shetland pony.
Yeah, like a big horse.
Big horse. Maybe one of those draft horses.
Don't say
horses
a Chrysler. No, not a Chrysler.
On the beer
ads. No, not a draft horse. Nope.
Well, Carlton draft.
She means,
the
like,
Carlton
an
draft ads.
She means like an Arabian or something like that.
No, we're talking about those big, yeah, anyway.
I know
so
what you mean.
That's incredible. I love that I love fact.
It. Wonderful.
Wonder if krill makes you farty. Because that's all they eat, isn't it?
That's a great Why question. Else? Are they gassy? Does krill, is krill, well, do prawns
Can
make
you gassy?
Can humans
eat krill? Can humans eat krill?
That you're a legend. Great. There's krill oil that gets sold for too much in tablet form. Can
you know what you've done, Amber? You've made us think. You made us chat, and you've started the conversation. So that's great. Let's go with fact number two.
Buckingham Palace has 775 rooms.
Super freaky fact.
What? 775?
Imagine the heating bill. Trying to keep all those rooms warm.
How many rooms? How many rooms do you think they actually use?
I have actually heard this.
Oh,
yeah.
I believe. Well, your name's not Amber.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Have you got something extra to add to it? Why did you just bring that up? Well, we assumed it was true.
No, I've heard it before. About no, when you said how many rooms they actually use, the Queen has said. Oh. I believe how many rooms?
How many?
I believe she said that she only uses around four of them.
Four of the 775.
That's 771
rooms.
Let people live there.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, not Harry and Meghan, but...
They could put some refugees in there, some asylum seekers live in there.
Yep. It's a great idea.
I think it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Now,
you should
let's go
that.
With... Now, let's go with fact number three. Come on, bring it home, Amber.
An advantage of 17% of people pee in a pool.
Super freaky fact.
So an average of 17% of people pee in a pool.
That's low.
I would have thought it was higher than that. It's good to be in the minority. I'm a minority.
Yeah, I would never do that. I would never do that.
Never pee in a pool.
Never pee in a pool. I would never do that.
Come on, mate.
That's why fountains were invented.
You pee in a fountain? Yep.
My brother pees in the pool.
Yeah, what's his name? Name and shame, Amber. What's his name?
Cooper.
Yeah, how old Cooper. Is
he? How old is he?
He's 8.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I've taught my son to pee in the pool.
What?
I did. I said, go for it, mate. I distinctly remember. Aww. It became a comedy routine, but it was a true story. We're at the Gold Coast, in the pool, everyone around the pool drinking whiskey. He said, I need to go to the toilet. I said, you're in it. And he weed in the pool. Have you ever done it, Amber? Be honest.
Yes.
Yes.
She doesn't make a habit of it, though. Thank you, Amber. Great facts, Amber. That really, really good range of facts today. Fantastic work. Thank you so much.
And Amber, just for doing that, you've got yourself a toy pack valued at $250, all thanks to Zuru Toys, with your favourites like Smashers, Pets Alive, Robo Live, Rainbow Corns, and more. Check out the full range at Zuru.com. That's Zuru.com.
Good on you, Amber. Was that fun?
Yes.
You did such a good job, Amber. Well
really
done.
Did.
Hughesy and Ed.
Yeah, hanging out with you this afternoon. Coincidental Wednesday on the way for you very soon. So get your coincidences ready on 13 10 60.
We got to come back with one of the world's best comedians.
Well, not just you, another one. We're going to have two of them in the same place, which is a lot of fun.
Right. I like what you did there.
Don't go anywhere.
Here to help.
Kitty Funny joins us next.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Hughesy and Ed.
Gentlemen, laughter is one thing the world needs a lot of at the moment. And Comedy SOS is kicking off 8th of August, which is this Saturday. You can go to tickets at alist.com.au. And Kitty Flanagan is who you will see bringing the lols.
This is amazing. Kitty Flanagan, one of the world's best comedians. Kitty Flanagan.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Hughesy.
No, it very pains generous. Me to say it. I don't like saying it.
That's how I know he means it. He doesn't like it. When he pumps someone up really easily, Kitty, I know he's lying, but when it's through gritted teeth, he's like, well, he means this one.
So when it hurts, you know what his I mean? Soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you've got to remember that through this whole interview, he'll just be thinking, how many tickets is she going to sell? How many people are going to go to this thing?
What is it? Kitty, yeah, what is going on?
What is it? You heard the man.
Okay. No, it's a really good question. Okay, so, you know, Hughesy, you do a tour, and at the end of your tour, you finish your show, you don't do it again. So usually what you do is you film it, And then it ends up going on television at some point. So at the end of my smashing tour last year, we filmed it, one of my last shows, in a beautiful theatre with 1,000 people in there. Remember that? Remember the good times?
Yeah.
And, oh, people laughing as one. It was just terrific. And so we filmed that. And then, of course, COVID, lockdown. So we've got this special that's never been on TV before, and it turns out a few other people have got one as well. Arch Barker's got one. Georgie Carroll's got one. Quite a few people. So we're doing a series, and I'm first, and we're going to stream them, so like appointment viewing. So Saturday night, 8 o'clock, you can buy a ticket and you can, you can. It's like a fight.
It's pay-per-view. Exactly. It's like Conor McGregor. McConnell McGregor fighting someone else, they're off their heads and it's entertaining. It's Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty Flanagan versus the audience.
Versus the audience.
Well, that's great.
You buy a ticket at Ticketek and they send you the link and then you can watch from 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And I'm the first one, and there's a live Q&A afterwards too. So if there's anything you didn't understand in the show, I'll be there.
You can so talk to Kitty and say, can I have a refund, Kitty? You can ask for a refund.
Is there a virtual refund queue? So now
I can tell you the answer to that question already.
Just a no, and no one will want a refund. You know what? This is an event. It's there's not many events going on in Australia right now. Here's one for Saturday night. Lock it in now. Buy your tickets before it sells out.
Well, I don't think you can, Dave. I think the whole point is that unless 7 billion people buy a ticket, I reckon she might be right. You know,
lock it in now.
Lock it in now.
I'm going to post instructions as well because, well, I've got, you know, there's quite a few older people that enjoy my work and.
Are you worried that some of them might no longer be with us by Saturday, Kitty?
No, I'm worried. Like, I've already had questions from my mum's friends going, where do I watch it? What channel is it on? It's like, it's on the internet.
Oh, no. I'm on the website now, Kitty. It says 3+ admits per household. So if there's three of us in the household watching it together, then it's $35. Or if it's one of us or two of us watching it, then it's $25. No one's going to be honest. No one's going to be.
That's all right. That's okay.
You know what's great for you, Kitty, is in Melbourne where you can't have any visitors. Everyone has to watch it in their own home.
It's
going to work out.
It's fine. If you've got one or two people in the house, we don't know.
Kitty knows, and she'll send people around and they will beat you up.
I'm not door knocking.
That's what smashing means. Smashing means you better pay up or else it's going to be smashing for you. Good on you, Kit. We'll be there.
You're a legend.
Get your tickets right now. Ticketek. It's on 8th of August.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Big or small, we don't care. 13, 10, 60, no judgment here. Get on the phone and give us your coincidences.
Yeah, at the start of the show, I mentioned that my children are throwing coincidences at me, left, right and centre. And, Ed, what did you say?
I said that I would love to hear one on the radio today.
Now, this is a Simpsons-related coincidence because we are in love with The Simpsons on Disney+. That's not an ad.
Yes, it is. And it's also, I'm so proud of you because giving your children the gift of the humour that The Simpsons provides is one of the greatest gifts you can give a child.
Yeah. Now, Sadie, who is 9, you love The Simpsons, don't you?
Yeah.
Good on
you. How many episodes do you reckon you've seen since you discovered them a couple of weeks ago?
I don't know.
Well, have a guess. 20?
Probably more.
More than 20
episodes.
Have you
seen the monorail one, Sades? Have you seen monorail or stonecutters?
No.
Fair play.
Seen a lot, though. Seen an absolute heap of it. And you had a coincidence in one yesterday, so you were watching a Simpsons episode, and what happened on the screen?
Well, at the start of every episode in the intro, Bart's writing something on the blackboard, and it said, I will not surprise incontinent people.
Yeah, it's funny.
You get it? Yep, because they will wee themselves. Yep. So, and then what happened straight after that was on the screen?
Well, Tess wanted to open some mail, and when she opened it, it said something about pads for incontinent people.
That has happened.
It's coincidental.
Straight away.
But that is an amazing coincidence. And say, and how often do your dad's pads arrive?
You think Dad needs pads for incontinence? Have you ever seen Dad wee himself?
No.
He's always got the pads on.
Say anything you'd like.
That was really good, Shades.
Thank you.
There you go. All there right. you go. Fast That's how we do it.
Fast and set high, 13, 10, 60. Give us a call. We'll get yours on next. It's Husey and Ed.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Afternoon, we're doing this.
Hi, I'm Christian.
No way. My name's Christian too. What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
Yeah, we just had a brilliant one from Husey's daughter, Sadie, involving the Simpsons.
And incontinent pads and... mail that turned up at our address, and I have no idea why that turned up to our address. There's no one in this house who is incontinent.
So, fishing exercise from them. I tell you what, though, it was way too good for mine. I didn't want
to
do it, but I will. This morning, wake up and I taped the EFL playoff final, the game to get into the Premier League. Don't say who won because I haven't watched the second half yet. And
what's the score at half time?
Nil all.
Sounds exciting. It was a great half.
It was really, really good. And as I get up to watch it, I look up at it's the 39th minute of the game, look at my computer, and it was like 8:39 in the morning. But it's just a small one.
It's coincidental one.
It's a small one.
Absolutely. It's a 1 in 60 chance of that being right, probably.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, no, we will. Now, Rachel, you've seen the bar. It was set low right then. Can you, you don't need to jump over. We're not judging coincidences, Rachel. What is yours?
I know, I'm a bit worried how to top that one.
Yeah, all right. Give it a whack. Yep.
I'm a police officer in Queensland. Hello from Queensland, everyone. Yes. And I used to work at a big station in central Queensland. And this was a couple of years ago. And while I was there, I decided time to get a dog. So I rescued one from the local shelter.
Good on you.
And thank you. All I knew about her was she had three owners before me. And she was about 4 and a half when I got her.
Yeah, wow.
Part of the job is we help out at smaller stations. So I went out to one about 3 hours away for about 5 weeks. I thought, I'll take the dog, keep me company during that time. And I was working the first day and I was speaking to the lady who's our the administration officer there, and I'm telling her about my dog and, you know, I've just got her and I'm all excited. And sort of as I'm talking, she's asking me more questions and she eventually says, what's her name? And I said, oh, it's Toffee. And she sort of gasped and she reacted like she'd seen a ghost and she started almost tearing up. And I thought, oh, goodness, she's had a dog called Toffee died and I've upset her or something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says to me, I had Toffee. And I said, what do you mean? She said, I had her. I was her second owner.
What? Really?
Yeah, she said, oh, does she still have that big white nipple, which she does. Yeah, she's got an odd one. And I said, yeah, she does. And she said, oh, yeah, her and her husband are a bit older. They had her when she was about 18 months old. And she was just a bit too much, I think, energy
that
and excitement.
That is incredible.
It's massive.
The Queensland's a big, big.
It's huge.
It's like there's hands behind the scenes working, pulling the strings.
Pulling the levers.
You know, moving the pawn pieces.
Working the levers. That's sick. That was really good. Big shout out to the Queensland Police, by the way.
Yeah, and to everyone who's rescued a dog, you know. Toffee's been through a number of owners
I just need to clarify this. My shout-out is to the Queensland Police. My shout-out does not extend to the rescued dog people.
No, I'm here
That's
for the rescued
your
dogs.
Shout-out.
Like Toffee, who eventually found someone who will love them permanently.
See.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That was a sick one.
Lisa, what do you got for us?
Hi, Hughes. How are you?
Yeah, really good.
1995, New Year's, going into 96, I met this guy. I was in Glasgow, and met this guy, had a wee snog, and started going out with him. But unfortunately,
can I just sit there with a wee snog? How cool does that sound, Ed?
It's really nice. A wee snog is great fun.
It was just a nice wee one. It was lovely. And then on the 3rd of January, I had an interview for a job in New Zealand. I had to emigrate on the 28th of January. I got the job and I was leaving on the 28th of January. So I went out with this guy for 28 days and then I emigrated. And the following week, when I was in New Zealand, I sent him a Valentine's Day card.
Yeah.
And he sent me the same one from Glasgow to New Zealand.
Oh, same card.
And then in March of that, so a month And then we got
Marley. No, hang on. Say again. What happened in March?
After the cut, yeah, March.
He came out in March because he got the Valentine's Day card and was like, well, this is meant to be. And then so he came out in March to New Zealand and we lived together and we got married and we just celebrated our 22nd wedding anniversary last week.
You know what? And it was because of the same car.
Yes.
To think that you've got the same Valentine's Day card in New Zealand as you do in Scotland and they both picked the same card and he thought it's fate that she picked the same card as me and still together. That's where coincidences are just the best. God, that's a great story.
That was a ripper.
Love coincidence. Wednesday.
Well, I'll be back next week.
It's the Husey and Ed Catch-Up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
Welcome to the second hour of fun that is about to commence. If you missed the first, you can download the Hit app and get the podcast into your ears.
That's the way to do it.
Get the podcast, Australia or anywhere in the world. I'm sure you can get it in other. Might be some countries that block it. I don't know. Some people.
No,
some,
we're not geo-blocked anywhere. Right now, if you're in Burkina Faso, Guinea-Bissau, the disputed zones
Beijing?
Around Moldova. Well, I'm doing countries. And you could do there any of those disputed zones. The
Can
Virgin
you get it
Islands.
In China? Are we available in China?
Wouldn't have thought so, but not with you. Oh, you're on TikTok, so they've got all your info anyway. Hey, by the way, hey, TikTok, get your last TikToks in. That is going away. You wouldn't want your whole career to be based around TikTok at the mo, I tell you that much.
I think Instagram are coming for TikTok in a big way. And, yeah, I think the Masked Singer might have something going on with Instagram, some special deal. So.
Well, give it to me. Give me the exact details.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's going on, but there's details I've got.
We'll
I'm meant to be doing stuff.
Let's put up a link.
Yeah, please. There's something going on. Pretty exciting.
Masked Singer. Sounds good. That sounds good.
Let's get back to Coincidental Wednesday for a moment because we had a wonderful Queensland police person who rang about her coincidence with her rescue dog, and then she turns up at another police station, you know, hundreds of kilometres away, and the person she's working with had the same rescue dog. Incredible. Yep. We've got a rescue dog at home. We've got two of them, and one of them last night disgraced themselves to such an extent that there needs to be an intervention here, and this is a Hail Mary, mate. I'm asking a question when we come back and hopefully getting an answer because something has to change.
Yes.
It has to.
This is it.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
That's a good question. What a man got to do about a dog.
Yeah, we had a disaster at our house last night. And my original rescue dog, the OG Barkley.
Still kicking.
Still kicking after 14 years. Needs to be better because
what happened, man?
Look, Barkley goes out in the middle of the night every single night, and generally I don't wake up, so my wife wakes up and has to get Barkley inside because he can get out the doggy door, but he can't get back in.
The dog door works the same way both ways.
Yeah, but Barkley cannot work that out. He can't work it out.
Well, he's sitting on your lap right now, and he looks, you know, somewhat calm, but that's because there's no one else around. If there was anyone else around, he'd be barking and biting.
No, he's a good dog, but he can't work out how to get back inside after he gets out. So every night, generally my wife has to get up because she wakes up, or I get up sometimes, and bring him in. So last night I said, I'm locking the door, can't get out. Woke up this morning, there's excrement.
Yep.
There's vomit.
Yep.
The house is covered, basically.
Yep. Has he gone the whole, make a statement? Did he just go everywhere? Was it everywhere?
He went upstairs. He went downstairs. Yeah, and.
How much?
A lot. And again, I didn't clean it up. My wife cleaned it up. Holly cleaned it up. She wanted to. She said she wanted to. I said, I'll do it. She said, I'll do it. Like, she's a trooper. But we've got to stop it. All I need him to do is to be able to get back in the doggy door, and then I never have to lock the door.
Or he's got to go. Now, I'm a big advocate for the syringe. Yeah, one chance and then you're out. But that's why we have.
He's looking at you when you say that, mate.
And I'm happy to administer it. And so, but that's why I'm not the right person for this. That's why we've got my old friend, Amanda DeWarren, medium, healer, and animal communicator. She is the best in the business, which is why she's always TV, radio, Women's Day. You've got her own books out. She is the expert. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, guys. How are you? Sorry, well, I was having a little bit of a giggle there about what was going on
there
in your
household. All right, it's, Amanda.
It's not funny. It wasn't funny this morning, Amanda.
No, you know what? It's not funny for them either.
Yeah. There you go. Yep.
Because has this happened before, has it?
Yeah, well yes. Because
you said this is not the first time it's happened, but it hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah, because we normally leave the door open and we allow him to go out, but he can't get back in, Amanda. That's the problem. So he barks to get let back in the middle of the night and wakes everyone up. So I thought last night I'm going to lock the door so he can't get out, and there, he's DEFCON 4. He has just exploded everywhere. So
And this is not the first time, as he said. And also, he doesn't like to come back in. He wants to come back in, but there's a fear of the door.
Why?
I feel he's hurt himself coming back in once before. Did he injure his leg at some stage coming back into the house?
Well, look, I can't remember a time, but he might have. I think maybe he did. Yes, actually, he injured himself. Yeah, no, there was a time where his leg was trapped in the door.
Trapped?
Yes,
he
actually.
His leg was damaged coming back into the house. This was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And you know what? Yeah, you've triggered a memory for me. And yeah, I'd forgotten about it completely. But now.
Yeah.
But so, does he remember that from that long ago?
He remembers that. And he remembers the pain of getting the foot jammed and caught in the door as he was trying. I think it was one of his back legs. He was the door had closed, but he couldn't get his leg out. And he said, I've never injured myself going outside, but coming back in, I injured my back right leg. And that seems to be a fear. Because as soon as I told your producers, don't tell me anything about what's going on, but I kept getting the back leg.
Oh, my God.
So that is why you probably need to adjust the door so
how
that
did
it's
you know that?
A little bit easier for him to get in, and he will come in and out of the door.
This is why I go to Amanda, mate. This is why we go straight to the experts. Because you can't have idiots like you with doggy doors that don't work. So you're going to fix that door or not.
She's triggering memories that I had forgotten about.
That's
what
happens.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
How the hell does she do that?
We've got to get Amanda
I'm
back
on. I'm communicating directly with your dog. And
with Barkley.
I asked them what's going on as well.
You know what? I can feel
I've never
Barkley.
Seen Barkley.
He's
never
licking
looked so
me
calm.
Now.
He's licking you now that that he's been heard. I've never seen him this calm.
They often react when I'm speaking to them and asking them all the dogs, because I do a lot of this over the phone all over the world, not face-to-face. So a lot of the times the dogs, actually animals, will react and go, oh, you know, I'm really happy now. They know what's going on. And,
you know what?
And it
Amanda,
brings peace.
Amanda, I've got literally got my hand on his chest and I can feel his heartbeat through my palm, and it is slowing down. It's slowing down. He's
it
calming.
It happens a lot. It happens so often. And it's. I love animals. I'm actually going out there,
too.
Guys. I don't know if you know this, but very soon I have a plan of attack to go out there and work with all the animals around the world to save their homes and. To stop hunters and things like that.
And, we've got to stay in touch,
but
Amanda.
Barkley, if you watch the video of this, guys, if you get this on our socials, when you said that, Amanda, Barkley's ears raised, even the broken ear, it raised, and he's.
Well, I've never seen him this calm. I've known this dog his whole life. I've never seen him this calm. He's licking Husey on the face. He's not squirming. He's not barking. He's not trying to bite people. Well, this is it. So you're going to fix that doggy door, and Amanda DeWarren will put a link up to your website. We've got to, you know what? We should get you back on and have some listeners have a chat about their animals.
Darling,
do you know what?
I love doing radio.
I know
I
you
do quite a bit of radio,
I know.
And I'm happy to link in up here on the studio.
Wow.
Or come down there or something. It's all about loving our animals and education, and that happens a lot when I'm communicating with animals with clients' animals. They're like, oh my gosh, a different dog.
Well, radio loves you doing it, and Barkley loves you.
There we go. It's a success.
Look at the calm serenity.
He's about to fall asleep. I've never seen him so calm.
All right, Amanda DeWarren, thank you very much for your time.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We are doing this again.
Gentlemen, what are your intentions?
Just before we get to this, can I just say we just had the amazing Amanda, the dog, or animal psychic, or is she a psychic
Amanda
for
DeWarren,
humans?
She's a medium. She's a pet medium and an animal communicator. I've spoken to her on radio a number of times, Susie, and it's always incredible.
Yeah, and she reached deep into my dog Barkley's soul and realised that he'd hurt his
memories.
Leg going inside the doggy door. And yeah, you know what? Barkley's so happy. You know what he just did as he left my home studio?
Left your little
He
present.
Grabbed one of the tennis balls, which were in this punnet of tennis balls?
Punnet.
Yeah, they're three tennis balls from the Nadal versus Federer Australian Open final a couple of years ago.
Just give them to
and
the
you
dog.
Give them to the dog?
No, Barkley just grabbed one.
What are you doing? He's remembering a time. Can you lock that away, you idiot?
He's left the home studio with one of these iconic tennis balls. He's
awful.
Now chewing it somewhere.
You're
anyway.
Awful. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's
reward. Hey, so reward. Zoom past Husey. Lockdown, dating, what are people going to do? Beautiful people like Talia, our friend Talia Rubio. She was on Farm Wants a Wife. That guy didn't pick her. He's mad. She's a businesswoman. She's fantastic. She hooked up with the Bachelor Lockie in Bali just for a little
she's
while.
She's an influencer.
Cool now.
People can go to her Instagram page at Talia
we've had a link
Rubio.
At Talia Rubio. Absolutely stunning. Now, what's she looking for in a partner? She's 23 years old. This is what she told us.
Personality-wise, I really want someone... you know, that can make me laugh, someone that's up for a bit of fun. I feel like honesty and communication is key within a relationship. But yeah, something overall, like someone overall that can make me laugh and just have some fun and, yeah, that's going to put a bit of effort in the relationship.
What a catch. I mean, that's the... I won't call her a prize because she's not a prize, but what
stay
she
with
is...
Catch.
Stay with catch. Catch. What an incredible person. We had one guy who zoomed past me yesterday.
Jackson.
So is he the one or does he have competition? Because he should have.
Yep.
Who we got today, Ed?
He's Thomas. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, lads. How are you?
Yeah, real good, Thomas.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, Thomas, you have investigated Talia in a respectful way.
Come on.
Yeah, respectful, of course.
Yep.
Keep it PG.
Oh. Yep, keep it PG at the moment.
Okay, yep.
So,
yep.
Thomas, what have you got to offer that wonderful person?
Well, mate, she's after someone funny, and I've got class clown when I was in school every year, so
well
I'm thinking that can help me out big time.
That's good, mate. Good.
Is that an award? Is it an award, class clown award?
Is it an official award at your school, or is it sort of unofficial, Tom?
It was a plastic medal. But, yeah.
Oh, it's a plastic medal. Okay, it was officially given out. All right, well, he's an award-winning comedian.
How many years in a row did you win class clown?
2 years, mate, 2 years.
That's two, mate, two. One's a fluke, two is, you know, a
dynasty.
Skill.
Yeah,
I'd call it a dynasty. I'd call it just, you know, a
what,
solid.
What, Pat Rafter doesn't have a dynasty of US Open wins?
Absolutely, he's got two in a row, you're right. It's a dynasty. So, class clown, that's great. What else?
I like going on, keeping active, going out. Seeing what's about.
Going out, seeing what's about. I like it.
Good I love can... going out and seeing what's about, Thomas.
I'm
going
to go out and see what's about. Yeah,
Thomas, already... what's the longest bender you've ever been on in days?
Bender?
Yeah. Going out in a row. You went out Monday. Because I know, we spoke, mate, we're good friends with Nick Kyrgios's hairdresser. And Nick, once in lead up to the Australian Open, went out every night for, I think, 10 days in a row.
10 days,
so,
yeah.
Yeah,
and
I
went out in the first round of that Australian Open, but yeah.
Probably 5 days consecutively when I was in holidays.
Boop,
five
ba-doop,
nights.
Boop, boop.
That's party. That's a party as a passion. That's a passionate party person.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm liking him so
didn't
far.
Feel good afterwards, though. But,
no, yeah, well, that's it. You pay the price.
Right. Now, what do you do for a crust, Thomas? What do you do for a living?
For a crust, I'm a vehicle bodybuilder.
Yep. I like that.
That's all. Pretend we know what that is.
No, you're not a person bodybuilder. You're a vehicle bodybuilder. So you build the bodies of vehicles. Yep.
Build and make and repair trucks and trailers.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Do you pump them up steroid style? Do you like, you know, get them on the gear so that they're like the best they can be visually?
Yeah. Drink a couple of eggs and get them going.
A couple of eggs. That's good.
Absolutely. So far I'm liking him.
Ever been in a relationship, Tom?
Yes, I have.
Now, you called him Tom then. Does he like being called Tom, or what do you normally go? If I call you Tom or I call you Tommy, are you going to pull me up? Are you a Thomas guy, or who are you?
Yeah, I don't mind Tommy. It makes me feel cute inside and fuzzy. So maybe keep it at Tommy.
Tommy. All right, I like
fuzzy
it.
Fuzzy Tommy.
I mean, now, all right, so I like him so far, but I'm... he zoomed past me, yeah.
Oh, you got a Zoom date, Tommy.
Oh, sweet as.
Sweet as, bro.
All right. Well, Talia's now got two.
Do I have to get
gentlemen.
Harder or not?
Well, you, oh, you do actually. Yeah. You can't. I feel like
just letting everyone.
Letting everybody. It's pretty easy at the moment.
All right. We do have another Zoom Tolerette as well, and we'll check in with another guy who would like to Zoom past Husey next.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
Time to check in with someone else who wants to be involved with Zoom past Husey.
Gentlemen, what are your intentions?
It's Zoom past
Husey. Not one, but two ladies, gentlemen.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, no, I've got to get harder. People are going to get rejected. No, come on, mate.
Not in this segment. Not in this segment.
Now, we've got Talia a couple of Zoom dates, but yes. Clara J, who is just... absolute superstar. We know she's talented. We know she's an award-winning actor. We know she is a
She's got new music
musician.
Coming out. As soon as this all comes good, this world, she's got new music coming out. Clara J is her name, and she is stunning and intelligent, and she loves to be active. Let's hear her tell you.
I'm a bit of an eternal optimist, and I have a real zest for life. So I'm really looking for someone that, you know, is genuinely happy in their own life.
Now, Ed, let's be honest. Both me and you have been taught to sing by that woman, and just a wonderful experience.
We were both taken by her. No, taken with her. Thank you.
Captivated, almost.
Thank you. That's the word.
But you know what? We're both taken already.
Yeah, we're both so taken. So it's really disappointing.
But David, you aren't taken. You are free. I'm not saying you're easy, but you're free at the moment, aren't you, David?
Yes, that's correct.
You've also done a bit of a deep dive on Clara J. You see her, you hear her. What do you think of what you've seen and heard? The hell?
Yeah, I think she looks like a very genuine person.
Oh, love that.
Yeah,
love
she looks really nice.
Love the G word. And Dave, so you're – how old are you, Dave?
47.
You look very fit in the photograph. Dave, in the photograph I'm seeing, you look very fit. How do you stay fit?
Pretty active job, so –
what do you do?
I do commercial air conditioning for a living.
Oh, great. You know what? You're a real person. You're a real person with a real job.
Your voice reminds me of a Hollywood actor.
Go on, Dave. Let's get a line from a Hollywood thing. Say, you had me at hello, David.
You had me at hello.
What is the Hollywood actor you remind me of? It's one of the
Australian
guys.
Australian or American?
American. Yeah, American. Okay. In comedy films, in films with...
Oh, you mean Rickles? Do you mean Rickles, the guy in the face, that guy who plays the brother in Step, the friend in Step Brothers, the guy with the big face?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think I mean a guy who's been in some indie films, but he's also been in films with, Seth Rogen. He's a thin guy, real character, personality.
Oh, tall?
Not that tall.
Go on. David, this is a great fun game.
Has anyone ever told you, David, that you've got the voice of a Hollywood actor? Have you heard that before?
No, never.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to find this before the end of the show because this is going to kill me.
It's going to
kill you. Yeah.
Dave, you sound like you're up for a laugh and you're up for talking nonsense. When was the last time you were in a relationship?
About 7 years ago.
Yeah, but you do have children, is that right?
Yeah, I have one son who's 13 that have 50-50 with his mother, 2 weeks at a time.
Okay. So. Now,
Wonderful. Can we just dig down on that, mate? He's got 50-50 of his 13-year-old son.
Yep.
It's just what a great amicable relationship you've got with the mother of your child. Is that right, David?
Yeah, it's really amicable, yes. Yeah.
You know what? I need to clap that in. Anyone who's making that situation work, I need to clap that in because it takes work on both sides and I appreciate it.
I'm the one who asked for it originally. So
yep.
The 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off because the week on, week off was just too disruptive. And there's no routine.
He's careful.
So we went for the 2 weeks. Yeah.
Dave, I think that's the way to go. I mean,
give me a couple of your hobbies.
Well, you won't be able to do it, Dave, because you'll be living overseas. So what a couple of your hobbies? Not you, Dave, Husey. Now, so yeah, a couple of your hobbies, please, there, Miss David.
Yeah, I enjoy, like, a dabble with remote control cars I have since I was younger. So,
I love remote control cars.
Yeah, I've got your brain active and stuff like that.
It's
and
so
yeah,
fun.
Good to get outside. Yeah.
Absolutely. How fast can those cars get to?
No, they go over 70 kilometres, over 70.
Well, I'm not asking you, mate. You're not the expert. I'm asking David.
Well, I've got a JLB Racing 88 Cheetah, okay? So am I not an expert, am I?
Throwing letters and numbers at me.
Well, David knows what I'm talking about, don't you? I got myself an 88 Cheetah JLB, and so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Well, he's never brought it up before.
Sorry about him.
Like, we've had a lot of downtime, David. He's never brought it up. Like, so he's never said, well, it was an intro. I said, what's going on? He's never said, well, my remote control just broke the sound of speed limit, the speed of sound or whatever.
Well, I used to have the Funtech 1/10 four-wheel drive.
How fast has your remote control car gone? He's has gone 70K. Have you ever gone that fast?
The quickest one I got will do about 160 kilometres an hour.
Well, he's a pro.
Remote control.
It's insane. They're unbelievable. It's so much fun.
We've got to go out now. Once it's all clear, 160k with a horse, you can.
Is that dangerous? On road.
Yeah.
On road. I'm an off-road guy. That's why mine are a bit slow.
Yeah, off-road's good as well. Yeah, but mine are a bit slower.
Off an Uber driver, couldn't I? Someone just go. Anyway.
Of course you could.
Gone off track. But guess what?
Yeah, you do it.
He zoomed past me.
Of course he has. Because if he doesn't work out with Clara J, we're going to hang out. It's going to be great.
Husey and Ed.
We just did some more zoom past Huseying.
We had a 47-year-old tall... What's he do for a job? Doesn't matter. David Gow, who zoomed past me.
Yep. To meet the beautiful Clara J. And you can still get involved if you want. A Zoom date. Yep.
But as he was talking, I had a realization. Let's go back to a few minutes ago.
Pretty active job. I do commercial air conditioning for a living.
Oh, great.
Your voice reminds me of a Hollywood actor. I couldn't think of the Hollywood actor at the time, but our award-winning producer, Sasha French, got in my ear. And Sasha French, what did you say?
Well, I thought it would be Michael Cera. I remember him from the movie Juno.
He's also from Arrested Development, etc. Scott Pilgrim versus the World. He's the
heaps
dorky.
Of
yep, heaps of movies. But
stacks
you're absolutely you're insane, all of you. He sounds absolutely nothing like that.
Well, we've dug up a little bit of Michael Cera, so let's one more time with our Zoom date.
Pretty active job. I do commercial air conditioning.
All right, let's hear Michael Cera, Hollywood actor.
Dear Mr. Pilgrim, it has come to my attention that we will be fighting soon. My name is Matthew Patel and blah, 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 blah. This is...
Solved the riddle. That's it. That's who I was thinking of.
Mm-hmm. He's closer to Meryl Streep. It's lucky it's not the masked actor that
mate,
you have to go and do. Your job at the moment is to try and place voices to people that you don't know. And you're going with Michael Cera?
I'll stand by that. Absolutely stand by that.
Disgusting.
So, what, you're having to go at award-winning producer Sasha French?
Yes, in this case, yes, I am.
Well, two heads are better than one, mate. And, Jack, what do you think?
I think you're insane. It sounds like you.
We're not insane, mate. They said Picasso was insane, didn't they? They said Van Gogh was insane.
He was too.
You know, they said Mussolini was insane.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Hey, we are going to do something we did the other day because we had so much fun doing it. It was Where's Your Lump At?
Yeah,
131060. Yeah. If you're sporting a lump of any sort, we want to hear from you.
because Boris Becker, the great sporting hero, had lumps on his elbows, which were cray cray.
And we were inundated with lump calls. Got more next.
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
We loved it so much the first time, we are going to do it again.
Where's your lumps at? Where's your lumps at? Where's your lumps at?
Yeah, Boris Becker, former Wimbledon tennis champion, was photographed with a couple of lumps on his elbows, which looked weird.
Yes, they did. And then it got us talking about people with lumps on their body. Where are they and what are they? It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there are people coming out of the woodworks to share their stories, including Dan. Dan, give him the song, Jack.
Where's your lumps at? Where's your
Where's it at, Dan?
My lump's on top of my head.
Actually, there we go. And now, Dan, lump on the top of the head, just the one?
Usually it's in the same spot because I'm so tall. I'm about 197 centimetres, so I'm always whacking on top of doorways or the top of car doors, etc. like that. So, just a continuous lump.
Is it visible if you're, like, looking down upon you from, like, a balcony or something?
Yeah. Well, for you, Hughesy, you probably couldn't see it because I'm not.
No. I get it, mate.
You're a bit shorter than me.
All right, Dan. This is,
mate, I mean, almost everyone is shorter than you. No, I mean, even Ed.
Ed, who's weirdly tall,
is shorter than you.
So, yes, he is. That's absolutely right.
Also, can I ask, I mean, Ed has a full head of hair. Have you a full head of hair, Dan, or are you thinning up top?
Yeah, I look like a poor man's Ed, actually, so I'm pretty similar to Ed.
But really? a poor man's Ed. That's God. I don't look great.
I can't believe it that Ed looks like a rich man's Ed.
Gotta get
for
a photo.
Ed looks like a poor man's Ed.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, he wears the same tracksuit pants every day. You know,
Lululemon.
Yeah, and he's not even sponsored by them. Yeah, okay. Good one,
Kylie.
Hello. Where's your lumps at? Where's your lumps at? Where's your lumps at?
Where
your
are they, at? Kylie?
Okay, so it's not on me. I just want to make that clear. It's my husband. He had a lump on his backside.
How big was the lump?
Oh, look, it started off as just a little pimple, and over about 4 or 5 years, it grew to the size of a craisin.
Oh, a craisin. My son loves craisins. Yeah. They're cranberries. It's a cranberry sultana.
We forgot about what sort of fruit is your lump. That was an integral part of our segment. Kylie's having to tell us what to do.
No, thank you, Kylie. You're right.
So a craisin.
Yeah, craisin.
I've got to Google craisin.
No, so they're delicious.
Did it turn you on or did it turn you off, Kylie, his craisin bum?
Disgusting. It really wasn't nice.
I don't want to get graphic, but I could only imagine you and your husband, passionate times, young married couple, still full of life. Would there be times where you would do the, you would want to grab a couple of lumps of buttock and then you would feel the craisin underneath your palm and it would turn you off?
I eventually remembered and kept my hands to myself.
That's a terrible story.
Did you get it burnt off?
So it went in, got removed, and 8 stitches later he's now just got a scar which we can live with.
And also you can grab a scar and that makes it's a manly sort of thing.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you can grab a scar, I imagine.
Scar anytime you like.
Then it's not going to put you off.
No, God no. If anything.
Turn you on.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. My man's been through some crazy times. Look at his scar. You can imagine that scar came from a knife fight or something. Where he was...
A bum-on knife fight?
He went to run.
Have we got her? Do we have... Look, I know the name, but is it the Ash London?
You better believe it, baby.
She is.
You know what? A woman.
You want to talk lumps?
But hang on. It takes time out of her busy schedule. She's doing the night show on this wonderful network and she's got so much stuff to organise, but she's gone, I need to get involved.
You boys know I love a story. So it was on my back, right, near my shoulder, and at first I thought it was a pimple, and I was like, it's just a pimple, but then it kind of didn't go away. It was like a blind pimple, right?
Yeah, you've got to give us a
fruit comparison.
Fruit.
Well, the thing is, on the surface, I thought maybe raspberry.
Oh. Yeah.
So they schedule me in to get it cut out, and I rock up at hospital thinking local anesthetic, couple of stitches, Bob's your uncle.
Tasty little raspberry off it goes. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. Yep. I'm signing forms. The anaesthetist comes to see me. I'm like, what's going on?
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
They're wheeling me in. I'm in a gown, and I said, guys, I'm going to need a photo of this thing if you're going to put me under. So he's like, we'll give your phone to this intern guy. He'll take a photo. They wheel me in. They put me under. I wake up in recovery. And I'm like, wow, that was full on just for a tiny raspberry.
Yeah.
And I see that my phone is like on the little table next to me in recovery. I'm like, cool. I open it up and I'm, shivers, I've taken photos. The thing they cut out of my back looked in texture, color, and size like a Subway meatball. You know the meatballs in a Subway
Perfect.
Sandwich? A meatball.
Yeah, and then I vomited on myself when I saw the photo. I had to clean it up.
Can we post it? Do you have the picture?
I lost my phone and it's gone, but it's burned into my memory and anyone that I showed over those 3 years. It was just a Subway meatball, and apparently the inside of it was like cottage cheese.
Yeah. Don't just say for me, it reminds me, don't look at your phone while you're in bed, honestly.
Yeah.
So things go wrong.
You're listening to Husey and Ed.
We're going to end the show next with a good news story.
Yeah, because we had a shocking story the other day. A great friend of ours, great comedian, Bev Killick's brother, who went to have his leg amputated, came home, less a leg, and also less his record collection. Someone had stolen his records while he was in the hospital.
Disgusting.
So Bev has got an update. Something has happened. We believe it's a good news story, so let her tell it next.
All right, now go ahead.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
We had a terrible story the other day, but it seems that we may have a good news update.
Bev Killick, a brilliant comedian. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys, I just firstly want to say thank you.
Oh, no, I know what you're doing now because we're in an Instagram thank you war at the moment between everyone, you thanking us and us thanking you. So we're going to declare that the final one. You win, Bev. We can't be thanked anymore. You win. You got us.
Why? Got you.
No, well, that's a sort of good war. That's a war you want to be in, nice a thank war, you war. It's better than a, you know, a bomb war, isn't it?
Or a Gulf war.
I even made, you know, just being in lockdown and I got creative with collage. Did you see that?
See? Yeah. Look at her go. She's
not. Yeah, no. It's all wonderful. Let's focus on the story here, though. So your brother, your brother, what's his name, your brother?
Jeff Johnson. There's been some great news even just this morning on the back of all the work that you guys have been doing in, you know, promoting, getting his albums back.
So for people who've just tuned in, so he went, Jeff went into have his leg amputated, he comes home and he's missing his record collection.
Of Jimi Hendrix mostly. He did have every single album of Jimi Hendrix.
Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But someone burgled him while he was in the hospital having his leg removed.
Isn't that just, it's just, oh, can't even.
It's the worst.
Can't even. But good things are coming from it. Someone has just gifted him the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Fantastic. How many is that?
That's just the one album, isn't it? I don't know.
Great.
I don't
good news. No, I was out of my depth there, Bev, but I'm happy that he's got that. That's great.
I'm sort of laughing out of just sheer...
You got to laugh. You don't laugh, you cry.
You don't laugh, you cry, Bev.
We're all in the same boat here, you know. True. And he likes a laugh. Jeff, your brother, likes a laugh, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's a really good sport. He's got such a great sense of humour. The two of us are very similar in that regard. We're both kind of arty and we're nuts.
Yeah.
We're both nuts.
He will use this missing leg for humour.
Oh, totally. Yeah, he just sent me a photo of he's got this one shoe on with his fancy socks.
Yeah.
So he reckons he's just going to save himself a fortune on good shoes. Now.
Can you buy one shoe at a time? You should be able to.
It's a good question, but I don't know.
I don't know, but you're not going to go through as many socks, are you?
Well, that's true as well. Certainly your sock budget's been halved.
But also the sock that you do, will get. It's harder work because it's taking double the weight. So that sock is going to.
God. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
So to summarise the good news, is that he's been gifted the Jimi Hendrix Experience, sock budget's been halved, he's got a great sense of humour about the whole thing. Has anything else taken place?
A guy called Richard Mulcair contacted me. Yeah. He had the electric lady, I think it's what it's called, the Lady Electric something. box set, but the DVD didn't work, right? So he contacted the Hendrix Foundation.
What? Yep.
And then they sent him a brand new box set.
What?
So, yeah.
The actual Hendrix Foundation has got involved?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, that's a great story.
And then he went, right, I'm going to put it on eBay because I've already got, right?
Absolutely.
And then he read the post, my post about my brother. He took it off eBay. And he's now sent it to Jeff. It's in the mail.
It's already on the way.
Wrap it in. I mean, wrap it in. That is great news.
Oh, look, how much you could have made stacks on eBay. But there's the generosity of the Australian spirit where they hear someone who
needs a hand and they pile in. And we are so happy, Bev. Thank you for letting him tell us his story. You send him our best. And always a pleasure.
Legend.
Always a pleasure.
He's very thankful. He's very, very thankful.
You know what? Bev. He's got a great sister, and life's all about family. And you know what, Bev? With you around, he's going to be okay. And that bloody makes me emotional, actually. So look after your family, Australians. Look after your families.
Great call.
Well, let's end it on that then, shall we?
Well, I'm going to end it on this. As Susie said earlier, the Instagram and Masked Singer are in a huge collab. We don't have the details, but get involved.
And podcast the show, we'll see it tomorrow.
We've made it all the way to the end of the Husey and Ed catch-up. But don't worry, there's plenty more episodes to catch up on. Download the Hit app. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.